Chapter 5. Step 3. Evaluate the threat. What is it? Step 3 of the IPB process determines threat force capabilities and the doctrinal principles and TTP threat forces prefer to employ. This may include threats that create multiple dilemmas for U.S. maneuver forces by simultaneously employing regular, irregular, and terrorist forces and criminal elements, using a variety of traditional and non-traditional tactics. Over the past 3 decades, threats have studied the manner in which U.S. forces have deployed and conducted operations. Several have adapted, modernized, and developed capabilities to counter U.S. advantages in the air, land, maritime, space, and cyberspace domains. Military advances by Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran most clearly portray this changing threat. Therefore, understanding threat capabilities is critical to developing COAs. Threats, large and small, increasingly operate in an indeterminate zone between peace and war. They seek to avoid U.S. strengths and, instead, take advantage of U.S. laws and policies regarding the use of information and cyberspace capabilities. Coupled with the nation's initial reluctance to engage in major combat operations, threats achieve incremental gains that advance their agenda and narrative. They use a range of techniques, including non-attribution, innuendo, propaganda, disinformation, and misinformation, to sway global opinion favorable to their aims. For the Army, threats are a fundamental part of an overall OE for any operation, but they are discussed separately here simply for emphasis. A threat is any combination of actors, entities, or forces that have the capability and intent to harm United States forces, United States national interests, or the homeland, ADP 3.0. Threats may include paramilitary or military forces, nation-states, national alliances, individuals, groups of individuals, organized or not organized, or conditions that can damage or destroy life, vital resources, or institutions. See ADP 3.0. While the Army must be manned, equipped, and trained to operate across the range of military operations, large-scale ground combat against a peer threat represents the most significant readiness requirement. FM 3.0 focuses on peer threats in large-scale ground combat operations. It describes peer threats as adversaries or enemies with capabilities and capacity to oppose U.S. forces across multiple domains worldwide, or in a specific region where they enjoy a position of relative advantage. Peer threats possess roughly equal combat power in geographical proximity to a conflict area with U.S. forces. They may also have a cultural affinity to specific regions, providing them relative advantages in terms of time, space, and sanctuary. Peer threats generate tactical, operational, and strategic challenges of an order of magnitude more challenging militarily than those the Army has faced since the end of the Cold War. Peer threats employ strategies that capitalize on their capabilities to achieve their objectives, prefer to achieve their goals without directly engaging U.S. forces in combat, often employ information warfare in combination with conventional and irregular military capabilities to achieve their goals, will try to weaken the resolve of the United States and its partners to sustain conflict, will exploit friendly sensitivity to world opinion, and attempt to exploit American domestic opinion and sensitivity to friendly casualties, believe they have a comparative advantage because of their willingness to endure greater hardship, casualties, and negative public opinion. Peer threats employ their resources across multiple domains to attack U.S. vulnerabilities. They use their capabilities to create lethal and non-lethal effects throughout an OE. Peer threats will use various methods to employ their national elements of power to render U.S. power irrelevant. 5 broad peer threat methods, often used in combination, include information warfare, preclusion, isolation, sanctuary, and systems warfare. During combat operations, threats seek to inflict significant damage across multiple domains in a short time. They seek to delay friendly forces long enough to achieve their goals and end hostilities before friendly forces reach culmination. See FM30. For this publication, the Army divides these threats into the following categories: regular threats, irregular threats, hybrid threats. Regular threat. Regular threats from peer competitors with significant ability to act in all domains are considered multi-domain threats. These peer threats are only peer in the military or economic elements of power. In the diplomacy and informational elements of power, multi-domain threats use their lack of democratic institutional constraints, realpolitik, practical politics approaches, and cyberspace capabilities to overmatch U.S. forces. When analyzing the peer threat, it is important to understand the complexity of the OE, since all types of force structures, capabilities, and domains are available to use against U.S. forces to accomplish threat goals and objectives. Peer threats seek to reduce the ability of the United States to achieve dominance in the air, land, maritime, space, and cyberspace domains. By using state and non-state actors, peer threats attempt to apply technology across the domains to disrupt U.S. advantages in communications, long-range precision-guided munitions, movement and maneuver, and surveillance. Peer threats also seek to reduce the United States' ability to achieve dominance in those domains. Therefore, Army forces cannot always depend on an advantage in technology, communications, and information collection. To capitalize on the perceived vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies, peer threats may use nation-states to establish proxy forces. These forces may act on behalf of peer threats to achieve a desired end state in territories where peer threats do not want to disclose their involvement. Proxy force capabilities range from using insurgent tactics to technologically advanced capabilities. Historic conflicts that relied on proxy force capabilities include, but are not limited to, the Ukraine crisis, 2014, the Syrian Civil War, 2011, the Korean War, 1950-1953, and the Nicaraguan Civil War, 1979-1990. Irregular threat. Irregular threats are opponents employing unconventional asymmetric methods and means to counter U.S. advantages, such as overwhelming firepower and technological overmatch. A weaker threat often uses unconventional methods to exhaust the U.S. collective will through protracted conflict. Unconventional methods include terrorism, insurgency, and guerrilla warfare. Economic, political, informational, and cultural initiatives usually accompany and may even be the chief means of irregular attacks on the U.S. influence. The Hamas and Al-Qaeda are examples of irregular threats. Irregular threats have diverse capabilities that may change rapidly, outpacing what military personnel are accustomed to with the military acquisitions process. Analysis of threat capabilities must be continuous to keep abreast of changes in both equipment and techniques employed. This is particularly true with non-lethal capabilities. Irregular threats can take advantage of commercially available technology and exploit cyberspace. For example, irregular threats can use cyberspace to influence global audiences, communicate with specific audiences, and impact U.S. capabilities using direct and indirect means. Drug cartels, nationalist, anti-religion, and political organizations, foreign terrorist organizations, transnational criminal organizations and insurgencies, and militant activists may be classified as irregular threats. These groups may have vastly different capabilities and objectives. Some objectives may be rooted in financial gain, while others may be rooted in power, political change, or in governmental policy changes that exceed politics. Hybrid threat. A hybrid threat is the diverse and dynamic combination of regular forces, irregular forces, terrorist forces, or criminal elements unified to achieve mutually benefiting effects, ADP 3.0. A hybrid threat also seeks to achieve shared or separate purposes, shared or separate objectives, or any combination of effects, purposes, or objectives. From an IPB perspective, the term hybrid threat serves to capture the complexity of OEs, including the variety of actors involved and the blurring of traditional elements of conflict. It also adds another layer of complexity to the evaluation of irregular threats. For example, the involvement of the regular threat, nation-state, may not be overt. Its entire purpose for using the irregular threat may be to achieve anonymity, or to stay within those confines that will keep the competition below the state of armed conflict. Determining the motivation for the irregular threat's actions will assist analysts in identifying the potential logic of other actors' involvement, even if that involvement is limited to influence. So what? The so what of step three is to enhance commanders' understanding of the regular, irregular, and hybrid threats within their AOI. Outcome of success. Threat COAs developed in the next step of IPB reflect what the threat is capable of and trained to do in similar situations. Consequences of failure. The staff may lack the intelligence needed for planning. The threat may surprise the friendly force with capabilities not accounted for by the G2/S2. The staff may waste time and effort planning against non-existent threat capabilities. The friendly force's ability to exploit threat windows of vulnerability may be degraded. How to do it? The process. Step 3 of the IPB process consists of the following substeps and outputs. Evaluating the threat should begin with identifying all threats based on their characteristics and ultimately creating the threat model, regular, irregular, or hybrid structure. At the tactical level, threat characteristics are often referred to as order of battle. The tactical level evaluation of a military threat should concentrate on standard threat characteristics / order of battle factors, such as the composition, disposition, strength, TTP, and training status of specific tactical units or factional groups that could interfere with mission accomplishment. Order of battle is the identification, strength, command structure, and disposition of the personnel, units, and equipment of any military force. JP 2-01.3. Note: when operating against a new or emerging threat not identified and described in the unit's threat data files, the intelligence staff must develop new data files for each of these threats. Other units and organizations' data files may also assist in developing threat products. A commander's understanding of the threat is based in part on the intelligence staff's research and analysis of the threat characteristics as part of generating intelligence knowledge. The intelligence staff considers broad characteristics when analyzing the threat, such as composition, disposition, strength, combat effectiveness, doctrine and tactics, support and relationships, electronic technical data, capabilities and limitations, current operations, historical data, and miscellaneous data. To ensure this understanding is as complete as possible, the intelligence staff considers the following when assessing these characteristics. Threat characteristics form a framework for the consistent evaluation of any force. The threat characteristics evaluation framework should be adapted to the threat mission and the unit's needs. Properly maintained files at multiple echelons and organizations are sources of information on threat operations, capabilities, and vulnerabilities. Threat characteristics are analyzed as a whole. Although threat forces may conform to some of the fundamental principles of warfare that guide army operations, these forces have obvious and subtle differences in how they approach situations and problem solving. Understanding these differences is essential to understanding how a threat force reacts in a given situation. Identify threat characteristics. During steps 1 and 2 of the IPB process, the intelligence staff identifies and defines each individual threat within the commander's AOI. During step 3, the intelligence staff analyzes the characteristics associated with each of these threats as well as develops threat models for each of these threats. See Appendix C for threat characteristics associated with regular, irregular, and hybrid threats. Composition. Composition is the identification and organization of a threat. It describes how an entity is organized and equipped, essentially the number and types of personnel, weapons, and equipment available for a given operation. Composition applies to specific units or commands as opposed to types of units. Understanding a threat's composition is essential in determining the threat's capabilities and limitations. To help construct threat models that assist in developing valid threat COAs and friendly counteractions, assists in determining a threat's combat effectiveness and conducting combat assessment. Regular threats are normally self-identified and organized similarly to friendly forces. Irregular threats may follow similar rules, but are mostly organized mostly based on a cellular structure. The staff uses line and block chart products to depict the threat's composition. There is no standard organizational structure for hybrid threats. Composition also refers to how an entity is commanded and controlled. Military forces have distinct and well-defined organizational structures generally built around a linear chain of command. They include air and ground forces that, regardless of national origin, generally follow a modern or contemporary military organizational model. Irregular forces also have distinct and well-defined organizational structures, generally cellular in nature, and directed through a decentralized chain of command usually unique to the area or conflict. Regardless of the threat type, knowing its structure assists in understanding its capabilities and limitations. Disposition. Disposition refers to how threat forces are arrayed on the battlefield. It includes the recent, current, and projected movements or locations of tactical forces. Regular threats generally conduct some form of offensive or defensive maneuver. Irregular threats are generally in part of the plan, prepare, execute, and assess activities of an operation, such as a raid or ambush. In a hybrid threat scenario, irregular threats may have the capability to mass and be the main effort or fixing force on the battlefield. Understanding how the threat doctrinally arrays on the battlefield is essential in developing threat models in Step 3 of IPB and threat situation templates in Step 4 of IPB. The intelligence staff becomes familiar with graphic training aids to illustrate range fans with weapon fire limits and direct and indirect weapon capabilities. This provides a better understanding of threat weapon systems. Strength. Strength describes a unit in terms of personnel, weapons, and equipment. Information concerning strength provides commanders with an indication of threat capabilities and assists in determining the probable COAs or options open to threat commanders. A lack of strength or a preponderance of strength has the effect lowering or raising the estimate of the threat's capabilities. Likewise, a marked concentration or buildup of units in an area gives commanders certain indications of threat objectives and probable COAs. During peacetime, changes in the strength of potential threats are important factors, as they may indicate changes in the threat's intention. Strength is determined by comparing how a threat organization is doctrinally staffed and equipped with what the organization has on hand. Combat effectiveness. Combat effectiveness, the readiness of a military unit to engage in combat based on behavioral, operational, and leadership considerations. Combat effectiveness measures the ability of a military force to accomplish its objective. It describes a unit's abilities and fighting quality. Numerous tangible and intangible factors affect combat effectiveness, including but not limited to the number of personnel or equipment losses and replacements, reinforcements, tangibles, and operational experience and morale, intangibles. The simple fact that a military has large numbers does not ensure a unit is combat effective. In large-scale ground combat, it is important to determine the threat's response to personnel and equipment losses, if and how equipment is replaced, and how units are reinforced. Doctrine and Tactics. Doctrine and tactics include tactical doctrine as well as tactics employed by specific units. While tactical doctrine refers to the threat's accepted organization and employment principles, tactics refer to the threat force's conduct of operations. Based on knowledge of a threat's tactical doctrine, the intelligence staff can determine how the threat may employ its forces in the offense and defense under various conditions. Analysts integrate tactics in threat templates and other intelligence products. Support and relationships. The threat's adoption of a COA should depend on its support system's ability to support that action. However, depending on the threat's objectives, possible time constraints, and/or willingness to assume risk, especially as dictated by political leaders or dynamics of political-military circumstances, this could substantially alter adoption of a COA. With knowledge of these factors, analysts can better evaluate the threat's combat effectiveness, strength, and capabilities. Electronic technical data. Electronic technical data is required to conduct EW. For the Army, this data is also derived from cyberspace electromagnetic activities, signals intelligence, SIGINT, and measurement and signature intelligence. This data includes communications and non-communications equipment parameters, such as emitter type and nomenclature, modulation, multiplex capability, pulse duration, pulse repetition frequency, bandwidth, associated weapon systems, and other technical characteristics of electronic emissions. This information can be developed into an overlay. To produce the overlay, SIGINT personnel require the targeting and EW staff's assistance and input. Capabilities and limitations. Capabilities are the broad COAs and supporting operations that the threat can take to achieve its goals and objectives. The following tactical COAs are generally open to military forces in conventional operations: attack, defend, reinforce, and retrograde. Each of these broad COAs can be divided into specific COAs. For example, an attack may be envelopment, penetration, and other variations of an attack. A retrograde movement may be a delaying action, a withdrawal, or a retirement. Other threat capabilities include support to broad COAs or specific types of operations, such as information warfare, cyber warfare, cyberspace operations, perception management, influence activities, information activities, deception, EW and operations security, intelligence operations, CBRN employment, espionage, sabotage, and subversion. Current operations. Current operations are those operations in which an enemy force is currently engaged. This includes operations against U.S. military forces or interests, or against the military forces or interests of other nation states. Analyzing current operations provides up-to-date information on other threat characteristics. Historical data. Compiling the history of any threat organization involves conducting the research necessary to gather all relevant information regarding the threat, and producing the materials needed to communicate that information to the commander and staff. Information briefings and papers are the two most common methods used for this purpose. These methods support intelligence training, officer professional development, and non-commissioned officer professional development. The history component of the threat data file includes the original sources of information used to compile information briefings and papers. These sources form part of the professional readings required by the unit's intelligence personnel. Miscellaneous data. Intelligence staffs use supporting information to develop threat force characteristics and to construct comprehensive intelligence estimates. This information includes, but is not limited to, biographic and personality data, culture, biometric and forensic data, as well as other information important to mission accomplishment. Biographic and personality data. Biographic data contains information on characteristics and attributes of a threat force's members. Personality data is personality profiles. Strategic personality assessments of leaders are valuable because the tactics and combat efficiency of particular units are directly related to the commander's character, schooling, and personality traits. Personality is critical, especially when combating irregular threats. Analysts focus on leaders and other important individuals. Personality files assist analysts in conducting this analysis. Personality files include, but are not limited to, leaders, political, ideological, religious, military, other, staff members, spokespeople, family members, immediate and extended, previous experience and skill training in professional disciplines, trades, and specialties, media manipulation personnel, trainers, code names and nicknames. Analysts use these personality files to conduct link analysis and build organizational diagrams to determine relationships between critical personalities and their associations to various groups or activities. When combating irregular threats, this analysis is often known as network analysis. This thorough analysis is critical in determining the roles and relationships of many different people and organizations, and assessing their loyalties, political significance, and interests. See ATP 2-33.4 and ATP 5-0.6 for more information on link and network analysis. Note: any relationship or organization can span across illegal, terrorist, and other threat activities, as well as legitimate people, money, and activities. Biometric and forensic data. Friendly forces have used biometric and forensic collection extensively during recent operations, specifically to support stability operations by establishing the identity, affiliations, and authorizations of an individual, denying anonymity to a threat, and protecting friendly forces, facilities, and forces. Valuable intelligence can and has been analyzed from identity activities, a collection of functions and actions that appropriately recognize and differentiate one person from another to support decision-making. Identity activities include the production of identity intelligence. Identity intelligence is the intelligence resulting from the processing of identity attributes concerning individuals, groups, networks, or populations of interest, JP2O. Identity attributes and associated modalities are collected, analyzed, protected, exploited, and managed to locate, track, and maintain continuity on identities across multiple or disparate instances and/or incidents, or across space and time. Future conflicts will likely involve an adversary that seeks to blend into a civilian populace. Internal organizational processes. An organization's flexibility or rigidity is a key determinant as to its strengths and vulnerabilities. This flexibility or rigidity can be accurately estimated by answering several questions. Are members viewed as potential competitors or as important organizational contributors? Is the attitude consistent throughout the organization? How do organizations replace leader and cadre casualties? What are the primary factors that determine how these replacements are selected? What are the rewards and punishments? Are they consistently applied? Are internal rivalries complex, or does organizational discipline have primacy? How are policies adjusted and adjudicated, through violence or dialogue? What are potential divisions and policy fractures? Which leaders support specific positions and why? Are leader motivations organizational, family, or personal? Create or refine threat models. Threat models accurately portray how threat forces normally execute operations and how they have reacted to similar situations in the past. This also includes knowledge of threat capabilities based on the current situation. Threat models are initially created by analyzing information in various databases concerning threat organizations, equipment, doctrine, and TTP. Higher agencies and organizations create some threat models, but in immature OEs, or when a new threat emerges, analysts develop threat models. Analysts must use all available sources to update and refine threat models. The most useful sources are threat characteristic files, with information that assists analysts in making conclusions about threat operations, capabilities, and vulnerabilities. Staff integration during threat model development is essential in achieving the most accurate depiction of how the threat conducts operations in ideal situations with no terrain constraints. A threat model is an analytical tool that assists analysts in developing situation templates during step 4 of the IPB process. Threat models consist of three activities: convert threat doctrine or patterns of operations to graphics, threat template. Describe the threat's preferred tactics, options, and peculiarities. Identify HVTs. Convert threat doctrine or patterns of operations to graphics. Threat templates graphically portray how the threat might use its capabilities to perform the functions required to accomplish its objectives when not constrained by the effects of the OE. Threat templates are scaled to depict the threat's disposition and actions for a type of operation. For example, offense, defense, ambush, personnel movement, clandestine sustainment operations, or kidnapping. When possible, templates should be depicted graphically as an overlay, on a supporting system, or through some other means. Threat templates are tailored to the needs of the unit or staff creating them. For example, a G2 sections threat template differs in scope from a Brigade S2 sections template. Some threat templates consider threat forces, while others focus on a single warfighting function, such as intelligence or fire support. Other products depict pattern analysis, time event charts, and association matrices. Threat templates may depict, but are not limited to, unit frontages, unit depths, boundaries, engagement areas, and obstacles. See ATP 2-33.4 for more on pattern analysis and association matrices. When constructing threat templates, analysts access and analyze information about the threat from intelligence databases. Evaluate the threat's past operations. Determine how the threat normally organizes for combat and how it deploys and employs its forces and assets. Look for patterns on how the threat organizes its forces, timing, distances, relative locations, groupings, or use of terrain and weather. Templating requires continuous refinement to accurately portray threat patterns and practices. For example, while there may be no threat template for emplacement of kidnapping cells or money laundering activities, evaluating the database can indicate specific patterns of kidnapping and money laundering. Because the implementation time is a consistent planning factor, an analyst can use the evaluation of the implementation time to determine the likelihood of locations or participants. Note: G2/S2 should allow the mission and threat types of to help drive their required templates. Describe the threat's tactics, options, and peculiarities. When creating the threat model, analysts describe the threat's tactics, options, and peculiarities. Tactics. The threat model includes a description of the threat's preferred tactics, including but not limited to attack, defend, reinforce, and retrograde. A description is still required even if the preferred tactics are depicted in graphic form. This allows the template to become more than a snapshot in time of the operation being depicted. It assists in mentally wargaming the operation over its duration during the development of threat COAs and situation templates. Options. Options are described by listing items such as identified threat capabilities and branches and sequels. Branches and sequels are used primarily for changing deployments or direction of movement, and for accepting or declining combat. In accordance with joint doctrine, branches provide a range of alternatives often built into the basic plan. Sequels anticipate and plan for subsequent operations based on the possible outcomes of the current operation. Victory, defeat, or stalemate. Analysts list branches and sequels available to the threat should the operation succeed or fail. For example, the threat might prefer to follow successful attacks with pursuit. Should an attack begin to fail, the preferred branches might include committing reserves or reinforcements, or shifting the main effort. Should the attack fail, the preferred sequel might be a hasty defense. Analysts also describe supporting warfighting function relevant actions to identify and develop HVTs. They examine timelines and phases of operations because target values may change from phase to phase. Additionally, analysts describe and determine goals the threat is trying to achieve. Threat objectives are often what the unit's mission tries to prevent, and those actions the threat takes to prevent accomplishment of the unit's mission. Threat objectives are specific to the threat type, the AO, the unit's composition and mission, and other factors, such as when and where a unit transitions from one form of maneuver to the next. Analysts also describe threat objectives in terms of purpose and end state. Several different functions must be executed each time a threat force attempts to achieve a goal. Peculiarities. Analysts research and annotate any threat peculiarities about the operation. Peculiarities can provide insights into threat strengths and vulnerabilities, as well as assist friendly forces in addressing them. For example, based on research, analysts noted that threat forces lack sufficient armor-piercing 120mm tank rounds. This assists the friendly commander in formulating when and where to use armored assets. Other peculiarities include but are not limited to the following. Threat fuel shortages. Threat armored battalions have recently completed defensive training exercises. The threat has insufficient obstacles to protect defensive sites. The threat relies heavily on information warfare to control the local populace. The threat lacks information collection assets to collect on certain AAs. Threat special purpose forces are well trained in conducting hasty ambushes to impede movements along AAs. The threat lacks the leadership and training to conduct simultaneous counterattacks in multiple locations. Identify high-value targets. Identifying HVTs assists the staff in creating HPTs during the COA development step of the MDMP. The following techniques may be useful in identifying and evaluating HVTs. Identify HVTs from existing intelligence studies. The evaluation of the databases, size, activity, location, unit, time, and equipment, also called salute reports, patrol debriefs, the threat template and its associated threat capability statement, and the use of tactical judgment. Review threat TTP and previous threat operations, as well as understand the threat's task, purpose, method, and end state. Consider that HVTs usually fall within non-maneuver elements, C2, intelligence, fires, sustainment, and protection. Identify assets that are key to executing the primary operation or sequels. Determine how the threat might react to losing each identified HVT. Consider the threat's ability to substitute other assets, as well as adopt branches or sequels. Conduct mental wargaming and think through the operation under consideration and how the threat will use assets from each of the elements, such as fire support, engineers. As analysts identify key assets, they group them into categories to assist in identifying threat objectives. Categories include but are not limited to C2, movement and maneuver, intelligence, fires, sustainment, protection, cyberspace. Time event chart. After identifying HVTs, analysts place them in order of their relative value to the threat's operation and record them as part of the threat model. The value of the HVTs varies over the course of an operation. Analysts can use a time event chart to assist in identifying HVTs over the course of an operation. A time event chart provides a method for visualizing individual or group actions chronologically. The chart can assist analysts in identifying which assets threat forces will need to conduct certain operations. Staff should identify and annotate changes in the value of HVTs by each phase of an operation. See ATP 2-33.4 for information on time event charts. Target value analysis 5-1. HVTs should be prioritized by their relative value to the threat's operation. Target value analysis assists in prioritizing HVTs. Target value analysis is a process led by the fires cell as part of targeting that quantifies the relative value of HVTs with each other in relation to a threat operation. This analysis is based in part on the conclusions reached by the intelligence staff upon evaluating threat characteristics. The IPB products required to support target value analysis are the threat template, the HVT list, and the threat capability statement. These products assist the fires cell and the rest of the staff in providing a focus for the commander's target acquisition effort, identifying priorities for the engagement of enemy targets to facilitate the mission's success, identifying effects criteria. Note: while target value analysis is conducted initially during IPB, it is a separate process that is repeated throughout the operations process as part of targeting. To be effective, this analysis depends on the most current intelligence related to the threat. Initially, based on the threat template developed during Step 3 of IPB, target value analysis should be refined based on the threat COAs developed during Step 4 of IPB, and refined continually based on changes to the threat overlay during operations. Whenever conducted, the intelligence staff supports target value analysis with the most up-to-date threat-related intelligence. See ATP 3-60. And JP 3-60 for more information on target value analysis. The Carver Matrix is a target value analysis tool used to identify and prioritize specific targets, so attack resources can be used efficiently. Carver stands for criticality, accessibility, recuperability, vulnerability, effect, and recognizability. Identify threat capabilities. Threat capabilities are broad options and supporting operations that the threat can take to influence accomplishing friendly missions. They provide the means for accomplishing goals, attacking friendly vulnerabilities, and degrading or neutralizing strengths. See ADP 2.0 and FM 2.0 for additional information on threat capabilities. Threat actors employ a combination of four major capabilities. Conventional capabilities are those military assets employed by states in identifiable formations. International law, military tradition, and custom govern conventional capabilities. Nearly every recognized nation-state maintains some conventional forces. Irregular capabilities are those means of employing unconventional methods, including asymmetric ways to counter U.S. advantages. Irregular capabilities are unregulated. They can act without legal restrictions on the use of violence. Additionally, they are used to create conditions for a protracted conflict in order to exhaust U.S. political will. Targeting economic or political centers with irregular capabilities, or exacerbating cultural differences to promote instability, are often the preferred means of attack on the U.S. influence. Disruptive capabilities involve the use of technologies to reduce friendly advantages. Disruptive capabilities use technology to provide the threat with an advantage over similar technology used by friendly forces. Weapons of mass destruction, WMD capabilities, involve the acquisition, possession, and use of seaborne weapons, also referred to as WMD. The likelihood of the threat's use of WMD increases during large-scale combat operations. The proliferation of these weapons provides potential threats the capability to inflict sudden and catastrophic effects, likely to have significant military and political impact today more so than in the past. Identify threat capabilities by using statements. Analysts identify threat capabilities by using statements such as the following. The threat has the capability to attack with up to 8 divisions supported by 150 daily sorties of fixed-wing aircraft. The criminal organization has the ability to pay off local law enforcement agencies. The terrorists have the capability to send destructive viruses over the internet that can destroy computer files and archives. The threat has ADA capabilities to counter rotary wing support during infiltration operations. The threat can establish a prepared defense by 14 May. The terrorists have the capability of using seaburn weapons. The threat has the capability to conduct information warfare from Site X. The drug smugglers have the ability to conduct 3 drug smuggling operations simultaneously. The terrorists have the ability to conduct multiple car bombings simultaneously. The threat has the ability to target friendly convoys along main supply routes using remotely detonated improvised explosive devices, IEDs. The threat has the ability to counter friendly UASs before crossing phase line green. Identify other threat capabilities. Other threat capabilities include support to COAs, which may include attack, defend, reinforce, retrograde, or specific types of operations, as well as operations that would allow threat forces to use a COA that would not normally be available or would be severely hindered if the supporting operation were not conducted. Examples of these types of operations include use of seaburn weapons, intelligence collection, EW operations, use of air assets, fixed wing and rotary wing, engineering operations, air assault or airborne operations, amphibious operations, river operations, propaganda, recruitment, deception operations, car bombings, bomb scares and suicide bombers, raids on weapons storage facilities, carjacking or hijacking of vehicles used in transporting personnel, weapons, or drugs, theft of chemicals related to drug manufacturing, counter UAS assets, offensive cyberspace operations, anti-access and area denial assets, social media exploitation. When identifying threat capabilities and COAs, analysts start with a full set of threat models and consider the threat's ability to conduct each operation based on the current situation and the threat's MET-TC conditions. Most situations do not present the threat with ideal conditions envisioned by its doctrine. Therefore, the threat's actual capabilities usually do not mirror the ideal capabilities represented by the complete set of threat models. This, in turn, causes the threat to use certain capabilities during friendly windows of vulnerability. The threat could be understrength in personnel and equipment, or may be lacking in logistical support, or threat personnel may be inexperienced or poorly trained. For example, a terrorist group's normal tactics may call for the use of car bombs as a diversionary tactic to conduct other operations elsewhere. The evaluation of the threat's logistics might indicate a critical shortage of explosives. Analysts should consider the following. Avoid limiting threat models and capabilities strictly to the threat's conventional forces. For example, student rioters during a non-combatant evacuation operation may be or may become a threat during the operation. By not limiting threat capabilities, intelligence staffs have a more holistic view of all possible COAs when conducting Step 4 of the IPB process. Avoid overstating threat models and capabilities. The proper use of findings and recommendations developed from threat assessments develops realistic threat models and reserves valuable time and resources for the commander and staff. During any discussion of the threat, be culturally aware. This is an important factor. By developing an awareness of the culture, friendly units can identify groups or individual members of the population that may be friendly, a threat, somewhere in between, or both. Outputs from Step 3 of the IPB process. The following IPB products are developed based on outcomes from Step 3 of the IPB process. Threat Template, HVT List, Threat Capability Statement, Threat Template. As operations begin, it is imperative to develop foundationally sound and accurate threat models through careful analysis. The analyst analyzes a threat's capabilities, vulnerabilities, doctrinal principles, and preferred TTP. It is from the threat's doctrine, training practices, and observed patterns and activities that analysts construct threat templates. Threat templates graphically portray how the threat prefers to use its capabilities to perform the functions required to accomplish its objectives. They are scaled depictions of threat deployment patterns and dispositions for a particular operation. For example, offense, defense, ambush, or terrorist kidnapping operation, when not constrained by OE effects. Depending on the mission variables, developing templates can be time-intensive. Note: analysts should create as many threat templates as time allows. This assists in creating situation templates during Step 4 of the IPB process. Threat templates are tailored to the needs of the unit or staff creating them. When possible, they should be depicted graphically as an overlay on a supporting system or through some other means. Threat templates do not include environmental effects, such as terrain and weather. They include the location of all threat units two levels down. For example, an infantry battalion in the defense template would depict platoon and specialty team locations. The distance and/or time between threat forces conducting a specific operation or activity. Graphic control measures associated with the operation, including but not limited to unit frontages, unit depths, boundaries, engagement areas, and obstacles. Threat templates allow analysts and the staff to fuse all relevant combat information, assist in identifying intelligence gaps, predict threat activities and adapt COAs, synchronize information collection. High-value target list. The HVTs identified during Step 3 of IPB are initially refined during Step 4 of IPB. They are refined again during the COA analysis step of the MDMP. The HVT list is developed based on identified HVTs. Threat Capability Statement. A threat capability statement can be a narrative, table, or visual representation of the data. It identifies a particular action the threat has the capability to complete, and the tactics the threat prefers to accomplish its objectives. It addresses a major unit's operations portrayed on the threat template and the activities of each threat capability.